All right, welcome to another episode of Enjoying Your Blended Family Fun Friday. And today, we don't have just our ordinary Randall and I talking about fun ideas. Today, we have a special guest, our daughter, Susan.
Hey.
And so we will be introducing her just a little bit more in just a second, but I brought Susan on today because Susan and I have found a common interest and love and bond for Froberg's Farm, which is a place where we go strawberry picking, and they do all kinds of other stuff, and we're gonna talk more on that in just a second, so stay tuned.
Hey, what's up, Beef Fam? Randall and Scarlett here. Welcome to Enjoying Your Blended Family podcast.
This podcast is all about helping blended families strengthen relationships with their spouse and kids while growing their relationship with God, with new episodes every Monday and Friday.
Now, Monday mornings, we take one hot topic that seems to be a common issue in blended families. We end each episode with practical tools and tips that you can start using in your own family to create those stronger bonds.
And every Friday, we bring a little excitement to help jumpstart your weekend by providing fun ideas that you can use in your marriage and with your kids. Or hey, maybe it even just stirs up some other fun ideas to do with your family.
But the most important thing is, don't forget to enjoy the moment. Life is not just about the destination, it's about the journey. Now let's get started with today's episode.
All right, so Susan, tell everybody hello.
Hi.
This is Susan, and just a like quick, brief intro, if you're like, who the heck is Susan? I have not heard you talk about her, because maybe you haven't heard different episodes or you're not following us on social media. Susan is our unofficially adopted child. She came into our life when she was 18 years old. She was a member of our youth group and was looking for somewhere to call home, and we brought her into our home. We're gonna do an episode here pretty soon on that whole backstory and the journey there, because it's a lot, right?
It's a lot.
But today is Fun Friday, so we don't need to get into all the like emotional side of it. Just know that she is technically not our biological child, mine or Randall's, but she is the only child of ours that calls both Randall and I mom and dad. Interesting fun fact.
Yep.
So Susan was 18, again, like what I said, when she came into our life. We started trying to create memories together, right?
Yeah.
And one of our very first fun outings was Froberg's.
Yeah.
And Froberg's, like I was saying in the intro, it is a fruit farm, strawberry picking farm. So stick with me. You may not have a Froberg's. You probably don't have a Froberg's because it's a mom and pop like farm. But I'm sure your town, wherever you're at, has something similar. It might be, I see a lot of my friends that are up north that do apple picking.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
No.
You don't want to apple pick?
No, your arms hurt at the end of the day. Like, you're holding a stick up in the air.
Have you ever apple picked?
And you pull that. Yeah.
When?
I lived in Ohio.
Oh. Fun facts that you find out in the middle of a podcast.
It's not fun. It's like this long stick with like a little comb on the end with a little ball catch. And you have to like yank it down.
Well, how old were you when you apple picked?
I was little, but it's still.
Okay. Well, I still want to go apple picking, and I want to see if my arm hurts at the end of it, an experience.
Yeah.
So there are all kinds of different kind of picking. It could be berry picking. It could be apple picking. What else? What other kind of pickings are there?
Flower picking.
There's
That's
flower.
What I want to do so bad. There's a sunflower farm and a tulip farm in Texas that I want to go to so bad.
Well, Froberg's does sunflowers, too.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm. And you can pick them as well. So yeah, and this can go any season. We're going to talk a little bit about today, about like the spring season and strawberry picking and like the fun, exciting part. And then maybe some like notes to think about when it comes to going fruit picking, because there are some things you need to consider. But they do things year round. So if you're around somewhere or you're listening to this podcast and it's the fall, you might be like, well, I don't want to have to wait all the way. Like, they have stuff to pick even in the fall. Like she's saying, we have sunflowers or tulips at different seasons. They have like a corn maze during certain times of year. Have you done that one yet?
I haven't done the one at Froberg's, but I did the one up in Belton when I was in college.
Oh, okay, yeah, I do remember you saying that. And that's fun, trying to like maneuver your way out of a corn maze. I've done it with like...
I always win.
I'm usually not in a race.
Well,
Oh, and you'll want to know this about Susan. She's super competitive.
Yes.
So if you ever play games with her, she's probably going to win, and it's always very frustrating.
My boyfriend gets very mad at me because I win all the time, and he's like, I'm done playing these games.
Yeah, if you've heard Randall and I talk, I'm super competitive, but in a secret way. And so I'll be sitting there like scheming and like steaming on the inside of like how I'm going to beat her. And then she beats me and I'm just like, okay, until next time. So, okay, back to strawberry picking. So tell them like, because I've already talked a lot already, like what is it that you love about strawberry picking that makes you want to keep doing it each year?
I think just the fact that we get to go outside and enjoy an activity outside, because a lot of times it's hot in Texas, and by the time spring rolls around, you're like, I don't want to go outside. Unless I'm swimming in a pool, I don't want to be outside. So I think this is something that we get to do just before it gets hot.
That is true.
And
it's
even
7 degrees, which is our winter.
Well, this is January. Usually we go in like March or April. Yeah. And so it's getting warmer, but it's still, you know, a little chilly. But this is something that I really enjoy because it gets you outside. It gets you, like, looking at, you know, it reminds me of when I was a kid, when I got to pick tomatoes off the tomato plant. Like, I love gardening. And so, and it's just something fun to do that, you know, not everyone has the access to go do pick strawberries because they're a cold fruit. So they grow in the winter.
Fun fact, didn't really think about that. I guess that is true because they are grown right now. So just to give you a visual, if you've never seen a strawberry farm before, it's like these rows and rows and rows. It goes on forever. And I guess like how you were saying, apple picking is like hard for the arms because you're like reaching up all the time to like with this little thing to get apples off a tree. Strawberry picking, you're like bending over all the time. So it's a lot of fun for like your little kids ones. Because they're closer to the ground. What were you gonna say?
Yeah, I was gonna say the only thing with that is like little kids wanna pick everything. They don't know what to choose.
They don't choose like, yeah, the fresh ones or the good ones. They're just picking to pick. And you have like these rows and rows and rows of strawberries. And you get this bucket, like when you first go in, you get to go to the place, or at least ours, you get to go.
I should have brought my bucket.
Oh, I have one downstairs, but too late now. Sorry. You go in, like ours is a, what do you call it? Like a market? Like a farmer's market indoors?
Yeah. I would say that's it's a little grocery store-ish market.
With fresh grown
in a
fruits
barn.
And vegetables. It's in a barn?
It's a barn.
I am so don't pay attention to details.
I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, we're going to look today.
It's not like your traditional red barn. It's like a metal barn.
Oh, I'm going to look at that. We're actually going today. We decided, Randall and I were going to record this episode of Froberg's because it is one of like my favorite spring activities. And I don't know, I think Randall might have been once. Riley was telling us today, Big Riley, that she has never gone. And I was like, what? You've never gone to Froberg's? And she says, I tell you this about every 3 months and you still haven't grabbed the hint that I want to go. So, oops. Duly noted. But it's something that usually me and little Riley or me and Susan have gone to do the strawberry picking. So you walk in and you go in because it's like a store. You don't have to pay to do that. Mm-hmm. But to go into the backside and do the activities, you pay. And typically you pay like a couple bucks to get your bucket.
Yeah, it's like $2 a bucket or $3 a bucket, and then you pay by the pounds for the strawberries.
Yeah, so it's not very expensive at all, especially to go out and do the adventure. Now, if you let your kids just pick anything or fill their bucket up to the top, then, you know, you're paying by the pound, so it does add up. Like, maybe just get one bucket and you hold it for them, or they get to hold it, and, you know, if you're trying to, like, save money in that area. But you get to get your buckets, and then you're just walking up and down. Now, for little Riley, when I would take her, she'd just pick anything, you know, like Susan was saying, whatever, like, stood out to her. She's and, like, all of it in the beginning. Now, Susan, being, like, a mature adult, and I would say a perfectionist. What's your Enneagram number?
Six.
A six. What is that?
A six is, like, the loyalist.
Okay, they don't have nothing to do with strawberry picking.
No, it really doesn't. But it's the, I don't want to fail at something. And so, like, I want the best of the best. And it's not even a perfectionist. I'm not, like, OCD or anything. I want better. I won't say the best.
Quality.
Nobody can have the best of everything. But
she looks for quality and stuff. And she's learned to get quality at the lowest price. So that's a good thing.
Yes.
So she'll go through and like really inspect every strawberry and make sure it has no bruises, that it's nice and plump, fresh at its best. She may even like think into the future. Like, this is not my personality either. Like, these I could freeze later. These I could eat right now.
Yeah.
Like, plans her strawberries with this whole like plan in mind of what she wants out of her strawberries.
Yeah, I think I've already planned what I'm going to do with my strawberries now. I bought some cake because it's almost Valentine's Day.
Yes, this is true.
And it's kind of getting towards her birthday, and she loves strawberry cake, so I bought a strawberry cake, and we're gonna do like a fresh strawberry icing for the top, and I'm so excited to do that. And then I'm gonna make chocolate covered strawberries because Valentine's Day is coming up, and I'm gonna enjoy some.
This is Susan's personality, guys. We came up with this plan to go to Froberg's like 2 days ago.
Yesterday.
And she has this whole plan. She brought the box of strawberry cake over and little sprinkles and stuff, and said, and I was like, I don't know. I questioned.
Not the, you know, just basic sprinkles, like the ones that they make, like you hold them in your hand, you press them into the, around the cake. They're like the like really cute Pinterest ones.
Okay. Yeah. See, I don't even, to me, they look like heart sprinkles. So
they're the pearls and some of the, like the bigger pearl. Yeah.
I guess I didn't really inspect it that well. So that is her personality though. While strawberry picking, she has a purpose and a plan. Me, I just try to fill about half the bucket. I'm just thinking like, oh, strawberries, I got to buy groceries this week. I got to usually get fruit. Let me just get some strawberries as a part of our grocery budget this time. I usually don't even think about freezing and I let a lot go bad. But I'm learning because now we use the strawberries. There's so many things you could use
in the smoothies.
Smoothies. And so it gives you like something else to freeze them for because we use them in the smoothies.
Hey, we'll be back momentarily. Check out this announcement. We are so excited to be able to give you our new free guide. You see, one of the hardest parts about being in a blended family are the relationships that struggle to connect or become strained by all the changes.
You can't force someone to love someone else, but you can do little things to connect with them and show them that you care. That's why we created this one-week guide that has quick solutions to build stronger connections with your family. It's a way that you can start small by focusing on one relationship at a time. And the good news is that you don't have to make big changes. It's the small steps that make the big impacts.
We want you to have this free guide that has 7 ways to grow your relationships in just 7 days. So quit stressing over strengthening your family relationships. Start here by downloading this free guide and join your blended family, 7 ways in 7 days to connect. You'll be so glad you did. The link to get your free copy is in the show notes of this episode. Now back to the episode.
I will say when you might want to wash them off, dry them off, let them dry, and then freeze them because that moisture will dry with that in the freezer.
Oh, you see? Sorry. And it's usually better to, I've learned this the hard way, cut the green stems off before you freeze them.
Yeah.
Because when you go to put them in your smoothie, it's really hard to get the stems off when it's frozen rock hard. Mm-hmm. So that's a note. But what are some things, because I think we've painted a picture that they probably want to go strawberry picking now or some sort of fruit picking. What are some things like that you weren't expecting when you went?
The mud. I think that's kind of usually the one that we're like, it rains a lot here in South Texas, and so we get a lot of rain, and so anytime you go anywhere, there's probably going to be some sort of mud. And so especially that combined with mushed strawberries, you don't want to wear nice shoes.
Yeah, and there's usually a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
So it's like really getting that mud mushy and everything. So yes, wear proper shoe wear when you go do this, especially if you live somewhere
some
where
like old tennis shoes would be my suggestion.
What'd you wear today?
Well, okay, so I'm wearing my comfortable Crocs, but I brought, you know, some outdoor boots to wear.
I wonder if I should wear my rain boots.
I think that's a little much, but you can go. You can do it.
I think I'm going to wear my rain boots. So we will see. And that is one thing.
Very
yeah.
opposite, defiant.
Because you tell me not to. That's what I'm going to do. So another thing that was like shocking to me is the amount of like bugs that are on the strawberries.
Oh, yeah.
Like the ones that have already like been eaten into by, what are the bugs? Just gnats?
Or yeah, they're just gnats, like little fruit flies. I hate bugs.
It reminds me of like the cartoons when like, I don't even remember what cartoon it is or movie or whatever, but like when it has that, it looks like a beautiful person and then you walk and then over and you turn over and they're like a scary, horrible person on the other side.
I am literally imagining picking up a strawberry and then you touch the underside of it and it's mush and then bugs just come flying out.
It like turns into a horror movie.
It
like
does.
All of a sudden you're like just, oh, this one looks like the best one ever, and you grab it and these flies just start coming out. So that is one of the negative things about going fruit picking is the nature of it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it is hot when you go.
Yeah.
Sometimes if we wait too late, then they're very picked over.
Yeah.
And I still don't understand the concept. Are these like strawberries like being birthed overnight? Because every night or every morning you have to check in and see if it's open. Like, is it closed because they picked all the strawberries and they're growing overnight?
I mean, I feel like some of them are getting ripe, but I also think that they import plants, like, you know, to bring in, and they have to plant them.
What?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, I don't know. That would be, maybe that's a question that we need to ask
we
the
need
Frobox
to
people.
Ask that, because
follow up.
That's like deceiving. I've been deceived.
Well, it's really hard to grow strawberries in Texas. So all I know their plants are imported.
No. It's not. Because you know why I know this? Because here's another thing that's really cool.
Okay, is this that you grew one on your own and then it survived?
No. Okay, the cool thing about fruit picking plate things too, and we probably need to wrap this up here. Hopefully y'all are like really like, I want to go pick some fruit now. But they also like created this whole carnival around it. Like I've seen it over the years. Frobox has just really beefed up their game. So I don't know how it is where you at, but they have this like whole playground now that's like made out of tires. I just spit. Tires and like wooden logs and like all of these different things for the kids' playground. And then they have these like carnival type activities. Like there's this one, I'm getting to a point here. They have this thing like it's like PVC pipe and it's like racing your ducks and just some fun games. So I've taken my, where's my words today? I've taken my pre-K class there for a field trip before.
You did?
Yes. I took them actually 2 years in a row and I've learned some really hard lessons while doing that. But they let you as part of the like Saturday activities, or I guess it was a field trip activity, but they don't have it there all the time. But at certain times they have this whole like plant your own strawberry. So we went and we like took like the little plant and they like planted their own and they took it back. And because our school was a STEM academy, we had these little garden areas that no one had ever done anything with. Like the Boy Scouts had come and like built it or something. And we all like all the classes, because I took pre-K and I think kinder and first went as well. We all had our own and we went back and we planted our strawberry plants in there. Not only did we plant them, there was a huge freeze, like it snowed that year. And I thought for sure they were goners.
Nope, told you they're cold season.
And they came, when the spring came, they popped up. So we must've planted them. I think we did it when it was the, we didn't strawberry pick. That's okay, the memory is coming back to me. We did the corn maze. Mm-hmm. And as part of the corn maze, you got to do this strawberry thing. So that is what we were doing, that is right. So it was during the fall time that we went, like November, and then we planted them, and then it was a very cold winter for us here in Texas. It snowed, and we thought we lost everything, and then they began to grow, and we had all of these strawberries.
That makes me happy.
Yes, and we would go check on them. We would water them every day, and so they actually continued for a couple years, but when COVID hit,
we
weren't there enough to take care of them, and then they all died, so there's that. But
I think most life forms died in COVID.
that is true. That conversation
most norms
that took a crash. So with all of that though,
we're getting back out there today.
There, we're going today. We're gonna get us some strawberries. Hopefully we gave you some ideas that you can do with your strawberries. And again, it's not necessarily even the strawberry picking. It's that time that you get to spend with someone that you love, spending some time, being intentional, conversations that you get to have. This is another one of those activities that's like shoulder to shoulder. You're not like staring them down in the face. So using these moments to bring up questions and talk about how their day was going and get the conversation started. Yeah. And then you can bring that activity home and like make something, like Susan's saying, make some sort of cake or doing things with your strawberries. And then I was gonna say one last thing on that.
I'm just excited for the pie after in the shop.
They do have some really good like strawberry cream, like homemade pies. Like not pie.
No, it's like a
fried
little.
Fried pies.
Yeah, like little small personal fried pie. And I'm so excited because.
And that reminded me.
I didn't have one my first year.
Now you know how good it is. They also have like a sausage place and everything where you can buy meats. Yeah. That's what I was gonna say is you can bring your own lunch and have a picnic there as well. So you're just extending your time together while you are there. You can make it and eat at one of their tables, or you can bring a blanket and make a little picnic out of it. So just make a day of it and have some fun. Go strawberry picking.
Yep, just like we are.
All right, guys, until next time, bye. Hey, thanks for joining us for another fun Friday here at Enjoying Your Blended Family. All the links we talked about today are in the show notes. And if you enjoyed listening, be sure to subscribe because it's free and it lets you know when we have another episode out for you to listen to.
And if you don't mind helping us out so we can start reaching more people, leave us a rating and review. You never know when we'll give you a shout out. Until next time, have fun being intentional and remember to enjoy the moment.